Hello, this is Chris Williams. You might know me from my written blog, musingsofchriswilliams.blogspot.com, and you might know me from YouTube, where I am Chris Alf, where I'm Mr. Chris Alf 2004. You can meet my friend on Twitter, where I am Chris Alf W. Now, I don't know much about cricket, but I do know the phrase, "That's not cricket." And indeed, here in the United Kingdom, in recent times, as you probably know, there has been the match fixing scandal in Pakistan and more recently England. A tabloid newspaper accessed some evidence of possible match fixing by three members of the Pakistani team, and they're now being investigated by the authorities. And now, Mr. Butt, who I understand is the head of the Pakistan Cricket Authority or whatever, he says that he has evidence that England have been throwing matches. And when the Pakistan were accused, people were like, "Ah, dirty Pakistan." That's something that even if the evidence was tenuous, people were saying, "Ah, dirty Pakistan." And now that Pakistan have come forward saying that they have evidence of England engaged in match fixing, although they haven't disclosed the evidence as yet, people are saying, "No, I don't believe anything that Pakistan said." Well, I feel that, no. Also, I don't understand much about cricket. I know with Pakistan, they were accused of throwing no balls, so I don't know what difference that makes. I'm not really into cricket, as I say, but I think it's rather unfair to some extent that people are refusing to listen to Pakistan's claims against England, just because three members of Pakistan have been accused of match fixing. Of course, they are guilty until found. They are innocent until they are found guilty. Contrary to what the evidence might imply to the general public, they remain innocent at the moment until they are charged with anything. But I think that. That was just a minority of the Pakistani team. It might well be that there is some element of the England cricket team that is equally engaging in corruption, because we don't know at the moment. But I think that there's a more vociferous defence by the England team against the allegations that England have been subjected to, rather than. I hope you get what I mean. When Pakistan were accused, nobody wanted to believe that they were innocent. And now, with England being accused, no one wants to believe that they might possibly be guilty. I think that's all sort of distorted. I don't know if it's because England, with everything that happens in England, that England has a reputation for honesty and that sort of thing. But you never know. Just because Mr. Butt hasn't put forward his evidence, it doesn't mean that the evidence doesn't exist. If he thinks genuinely that there is proof, then he will be putting it forward eventually, I imagine, with the assistance of his lawyers. But England say that they put them off their game on Monday. I understand they led to them losing against Pakistan, so it could easily be a tactic to put England off their game, but similarly, there could be some truth in it. And I understand that they're saying that if Pakistan were to win the whole thing, I understand, then some say that it would be a disgrace. Well, if England turn out to have evidence against them, and if they win, it will be an equal disgrace. So, I don't know much about cricket. Whenever there is match fixing, whether it's happening or not, you know, if there is any possible allegations and possible evidence that might imply there's match fixing, at the end of the day, it simply isn't cricket. I only follow cricket myself occasionally, and I analyse it as a numbers game. I don't watch it religiously to see who's throwing the balls and who's batting and that sort of thing. It's a rather tedious game. I don't really understand it myself, but here I'm just talking about the ethics and the respect that exists in the game for both teams. Okay, that's the end of my musing. Do join for more on musingsofchriswilliams.blogspot.com and YouTube. I'm Mr. Chris Alf 2004. Okay, thanks for your time. Bye bye.